Thank you for calling customer service. This is Casey. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Casey. My name's Diane Harper, and my husband passed away a month or two ago, and, well, it's like actually 4 months now, but he had set up an automatic card transfer with you, and I don't know what you are. All I see is that it's a $54.95 charge that's every once in a while, I don't know how often exactly, and it's all I see is Experience New Quality GA. So who are you?
That might be my online factory discount gadget store. You probably signed up for. Can
oh,
I get?
Oh.
Yes,
well,
ma'am. Can
I want to cancel that. I have no idea why he would be paying $55 periodically just to get a discount on stuff he hardly ever buys.
Probably because it comes with a voucher, too, that you get to use on the store.
Oh, boy.
Can I get a first and last name
for him?
Your son? Yes, ma'am.
It's not my son. It's my husband.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your husband?
Yeah, and he's a gadget guy, or he was, until he died. His name was Russell Harper, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Harper.
Bear with me, ma'am. My computer is running slow, but to make sure I am in the correct account, could you please verify your address?
Yes, it's 463 East 1400 North, Chesterton, Indiana, 46304.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you give me any information about our history with that, with your gadget?
Yes, ma'am. If you'll just bear with me, my computer is running super slow, so I do apologize.
Oh, no problem. I'm retired.
Okay, ma'am. It seems your husband back on the 16th of January.
Okay.
Your husband ordered a smartwatch for $7.95.
Okay.
All right. Due to the terms and conditions, if you don't cancel within so many days, it enrolls you in the online factory discount gadget store.
Oh, okay. Well, that's weird.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm guessing he probably called to cancel because it also enrolls you in the fitness app. And I don't see the fitness app on here. But I do see I do see the discount gadget store.
Yeah, I did cancel the fitness app, which means that phone is that watch thing that he bought for $7 is probably no good, right?
No, ma'am, it should work. All you gotta do.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is Bluetooth. Turn on your Bluetooth on your phone.
Yeah.
Or whatever device you want to hook it to. And right. It should link to it.
Huh. Okay. So it doesn't have to have that, the fitness app as well. It just needs a Bluetooth?
Yes, ma'am. Just a Bluetooth.
Okay. I don't know what he was having in, I don't know what he had in mind. He had terminal cancer and he might have been trying to keep track of his health a little bit or something. But anyway, yes, I would like to cancel this. For one thing, that's his debit card, and I'm trying to get everything off of his debit card and transferred to mine that I'm keeping, and this is just another one that, you know, I don't need to be paying $54. Do you know how often that was taken out, $54.95?
Once a month.
Oh, my God. So we've paid, like, several hundred dollars by now.
Yes, ma'am, jeez. Since January.
Oh, geez. I bet he did that by mistake somehow. That doesn't sound like him, but he was getting a little wacky. So, okay, good. Let's get rid of that. I mean, he's been gone now for several months, and it just, that was a horrible expense. So none of that went to like an account that he was building up for to be able to spend at this place. It's just for a discount.
If he used it or not, the vouchers, ma'am, I don't know.
Vouchers. I wonder if they're redeemable just for cash back. Because that would be like $600 or $700 by now. Do you have a contact, please, a number for that store or whatever it is?
No, ma'am. You'll have to go back through your husband's email all the way back to January.
Oh, boy. I wonder if I have it.
Okay, and look.
I'll look.
And you sometimes if it doesn't show up in the inbox, check the spam mail or the junk folder.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for that tip. But you can cancel this, though, right, the service?
Yes, ma'am, that's what I'm doing now.
Okay, you're a wonderful woman today.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am. Unfortunately, I can't give you all your money back. But on the last two charges, I can give you 50% back of those $54.95 a piece.
Okay. I guess that's good. And then I'll talk to them to see if I can redeem some older vouchers.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, those refunds be back in your account anywhere to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Or at least on the card ending in 6361.
Yes, that's right. All right. And you don't have a phone number or anything for that. I have to look back in the emails, but I don't see any emails earlier than like July. So not good. Oh, well, I'll do the best I can. Thank you very much for what you're looking for.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. But hold on before you get off the phone with me. I'm not quite done on my end because we don't send out confirmation or cancellation emails. I'm sorry, or text messages.
Okay.
So there's just a couple more things that I have to do on my end, and then I will give you a cancellation number verbally over the phone. So in a minute, you will need a piece of paper and a pen to write it down.
Okay. I'm ready. So whenever you are. Thank you.
All right, ma'am, are you ready for that cancellation number?
I am.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 681-207-197. Again, that's C as in Charlie, 681-207-197.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, you're so welcome. Is there anything else you need from me?
You don't happen to have the name of that gadget store or anything, do you?
Online Factory Discount Gadget Store.
Gadget Store. Okay. Online Factory Discount. Okay. I will look it up on the web. I don't see any emails, but I'll try to get hold of them. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.
I hope you do too. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.